弟兄姐妹好，今天我跟大家，我愿意用约瑟的经历来跟大家一起分享。
Please brothers and sisters, today I'd like to share with everyone with what Joseph, the experience of Joseph.
希望我们这次能够借着他的一生，他的经历，看看神在我们每一个人的身上的带领与工作。
And I hope that through looking into the experience and the life of Joseph, we may see how the Lord is doing His work in every one of our lives.
当我们看见神怎么样要用约瑟来成就他自己的计划。
And when we see how the Lord used Joseph to accomplish His own plans, His work.
他用约瑟大概前30年的时间来锻炼他，来造就他。
He used Joseph's first 30 years to train him.
使他成为一个合用的人。
So that he may become someone who's useful to him.
我们看见神在约瑟身上工作的时候，我们也知道，大概也知道他今天在我们每个人的身上他做工的原则。
And as we see how he works on Joseph, we can also see how the Lord today is doing the same work in each every one of us.
当我们看见这个原则的时候，我们对于所面临到我们身上的人事物所有的困难，我们也能够有另外一种的看法。
As we can understand the principle, then we'll have another way of seeing all the difficulties we see in our daily lives.
我们也能够用不同的态度来对待这些的难处。
And then we can use a whole completely different attitude to deal with all these difficulties.
这样的看见能够帮助我们，让我们能够在主里面能够更多的成长。
And being able to see this will help us to grow even more.
让我们让神工作也能够早日的成就在我们的上。
And may His work be also be done early.
我想约瑟的故事我们很多人都很熟悉。
I think a lot of you are familiar with the story of Joseph.
约瑟的事情记载在创世纪从37章一直到50章。
And it's recorded in the book of Genesis from 37 to 50.
我想我们今天不能够在这里全部的读。
So, of course, we can't read all of it today.
所以我们就选一些经文来这里稍微读一下。
So we'll only pick a few passages from it.
我们先看到创世纪第37章第2到4节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 37, verse 2 to 4.
找到了，我们先用中文来读。
If you're there, please read in Chinese first.
创世纪37章第2到4节。好，来中文。雅各的纪略如下：约瑟17岁，与他哥哥们一同牧羊。他是个童子，与他父亲的庇拉、希伯的儿子常在一处。约瑟将他哥哥们的恶行报给他的父亲。以色列原来爱约瑟过于爱他的众子，因为约瑟是他年老生的，他给约瑟做了一件彩衣。约瑟的哥哥们见父亲爱约瑟过于他们，就恨约瑟，不与他说和睦的话。
Genesis chapter 37 verse 2 to 4 English, please read together. These are the records of generations of Jacob.Joseph was 17 years of age, was pasturing the flock with his brothers while he was still a youth, along with the sons of Bela and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives, and Joseph brought back a bad report about them to their father. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his sons, because he was a son of his old age, and he made him a very colored tunic. His brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, and so they hated him and could not speak in terms on friendly terms.
然后我们看到创世纪39章
chapter 39,
我们就看一到四节。
And we'll read from verse 1 to 4.
我们用中文读就好了，英文的就跟着。
I'll read in Chinese and you can follow along.
好，中文我们来。约瑟被带下埃及去，有一个埃及人是法老的内臣护卫长波提法，从那些带下他来的以实玛利人手下买了他去。约瑟住在他主人埃及人的家中，耶和华与他同在，他就百事顺利。他主人见耶和华与他同在，又见耶和华使他手里所办的尽都顺利，约瑟就在主人眼前蒙恩，伺候他主人，并且主人派他管理家务，把一切所有的都交在他手里。好，然后我们看，我们请英文的读第5节到第10节。
And in English, we'll read from verse 5 to verse 10. If you're there, let's start. It came about that from the time he made him for overseer in his house and over all that he owned, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house on account of Joseph. Thus the Lord's blessing was upon all that he owned, in the house and in the field. So he left everything he owned in Joseph's charge, and with him there did not concern himself with anything except the food which he ate. Now Joseph was handsome in form and appearance. It came about after these events that his master's wife looked with desire at Joseph, and she said to him, "Lie with me." But he refused and said to his master's wife, "Behold, with me here, my master does not concern himself with anything in the house, and that he has put all that he owns in my charge. There is no one greater in this house than I, and he has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do this great evil and sin against God?" As she spoke to Joseph day after day, he did not listen to her to lie beside her or be with her.
然后我们中文从11节读到15节。
And Chinese will read from verse 11 to 15.
有一天约瑟进屋里去办事，家中没有一个在那屋里，妇人就拉住他的衣裳说，你与我同寝吧。约瑟把衣裳丢在妇人手里，跑到外边去了。妇人看见约瑟把衣裳丢在他手里跑出去，就叫了家里的人来，对他们说，你们看，他带了一个希伯来人进入我们家，要戏弄我们，到他来要与我同寝，我就大声喊叫，他听见我喊叫放声，他把衣裳丢在我这里，跑到外边去了。好，我们请英文的读16节到23节。
And the English will read from verse 16 to 23. Start. So she left his garment beside her until his master came home. Then she spoke to him with these words, "The Hebrew slave whom you brought to us came in to me to make sport of me. And as I raised my voice and screamed, he left his garment beside me and fled outside." Now when his master heard these words of his wife, which she spoke to him, saying, "This is what your slave did to me," his anger burned. So Joseph's master took him and put him into jail, the place where the king's prisoners were confined, and he was there in the jail. But the Lord was with Joseph and extended kindness to him, and gave him favor in the sight of the chief jailer. The chief jailer committed to Joseph's charge all the prisoners who were in the jail, so that whatever was done there, he was responsible for. The chief jailer did not provide anything under Joseph's charge, because the Lord was with him, and whatever he did, the Lord made to prosper.
好，我们就先读到这里。
And so we'll stop here.
在这里我们看到约瑟的前30人的生命里面神让许多不同的考验临到约瑟。
So here we can see that in his first 30 years God planned lots of different tests for Joseph.
如果我们在当时如果是认识约瑟的话，可能我们会说这个约瑟这个人他的命真苦。
So if we're with his time if we can meet him at that time, we may think that he has such a hard life.
在他17岁以前他在家里面。
So before he was 17, he was living in his father's house.
他的第一个考验就是神用家中的环境来训练他。
His first test came when the Lord used his own family to test him.
刚才我们看见约瑟是他父亲所宠爱的。
And first we see that he was loved by his father.
因为他的父亲最爱他的母亲。
Because his father loved Joseph's mother the most.
拉结，雅各为了拉结做了14年的工才娶到了这个太太。
And for this, his wife Jacob did 14 years of work.
所以拉结生了约瑟，所以雅各非常的宠爱他。
And so when she gave birth to Joseph, Jacob loved Joseph a lot.
但是他在家里面的生活并不是这么的幸福。
But yet his life at home is not that great.
因为我们看到他的哥哥们与他不和睦。
Because we just read that his brothers hated him.
Can reach them. Okay. 好，所以我们看到在三星章第四节这里，约瑟的哥哥们见父亲爱约瑟过于爱他们，他就恨约瑟，不与他说和睦的话。
And so we see in chapter 37 verse 4 that his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, and so they hated him and could not speak to him on friendly terms.
然后约瑟做了一个梦，告诉他哥哥们，他们就越发的恨他。
And then also Joseph had a dream and he told them, and then so his brothers hated him even more.
然后在37章第8节，他的哥哥们回答说，难道你真的要做我们的王吗？难道你真的要管辖我们吗？他们就因为他的梦和他的话越发恨他。
And as it's described in verse 8, then his brothers said to him, Are you actually going to reign over us? Or are you really going to rule over us? So they hated him even more.
然后37章11节，这里说了他哥哥们都嫉妒他。
And in verse 11, he said all his brothers were jealous of him.
所以我们看见约瑟在家里的生活并不是这么好。
So we can see from these verses he did not have a great time growing up in the family.
在这里说到约瑟常常将他兄弟的恶行告诉他的父亲。
We saw that here oftentimes Joseph would tell of all the evil deeds that his brother did to his father.
我想这个如果你是这个在家里面或者在工作上面有一些对头的话，你的日子很不好过的，对不对？
I'm sure all of you have the same experience if you have some people who are out there against you, no matter regardless of whether it's at work or in your house, it was just good to have such a situation.
我想我自己有一点经验哈，以前我小时候在家里面，我不是那个被欺负的，我是欺负人家的。
So I can have similar experience to share back when I was small, in our household, I'm not the one who's being picked on, I'm the one who's picking on others.
因为我们家里面三个姐妹，所以我一个男的，那这个男的总是比较调皮捣蛋，所以这个姐姐妹妹有时候就把这个恶行告诉这个父母亲。
So in my house when I was growing up, I have three sisters. I'm the only boy in the house, and so oftentimes my sister would tell my parent about the bad things I did.
如果这个，所以我就在这里，如果我。这个他们不跟我一起这个同流合污的话，那我这个心里面我就会很讨厌他们，对不对？
And so in my heart, I always had the feeling if they would not do all these things with me, then I had this hatred towards them.
所以他们有时候没事就捅他们一下，这个戳他们一下，这个要报复。
So oftentimes I would exact revenge on them.
所以约瑟，我们看见在约瑟的心里面。他从小就有一颗正直的心。
And so we can see from this that from a very young age, Joseph had this righteous heart.
他保守自己不沾染恶。
He kept himself from all evil.
他也没有因为父亲特别宠爱他，所以他就在这里任意妄为，他就好吃懒做。
And he also not do according to his own wills and being lazy around the house just because his father loved him the most.
我们看见他也跟他的兄弟们一起放羊，所以他是一个尽本分，是一个负责任的人。
So we can also see he's out there pasturing his father's flock, so we know he's doing his part.
他也不因为弟兄们讨厌他、恨他，所以他就回避他们，但是他还是常常愿意与弟兄们在一起，能够与他们和睦。
And not, he did not try to avoid his brothers just because they hated him. He tried all he can so that they can be together in peace.
所以神在这样的环境中训练他，在这样的逆境当中考验他。
So God is training him in such adverse situation.
让他养成一个承受压力的性格。
So that he has this characteristic of able to stand up to pressure.
所以让他也能够养成一个靠神、讨神喜悦、走神道路的心。
So that he also has this heart to do things that's pleasing to God and to walk His ways.
他的第二个考验来到的时候，就是他。后来被弟兄们出卖了。
His second test came when he was betrayed by his own brothers.
在他17岁那年，父亲叫他去看望弟兄们，这个弟兄们看见他来，好急坏了，就把他丢在坑里，最后把他卖了。
And so when he was 17, his father sent him to see his brothers, and his brothers saw that their chance came, and they made trap for him and sold him to a slave.
我们想想，一个17岁的孩子，今天好像连大学这个年纪都还不到。
And if you can imagine today, in today's times, someone who's 17, he's not even in college yet.
被兄弟出卖，卖到一个地方，是完全人生地不熟的地方。
And he was betrayed by his brothers and was sold to a place that he did not know.
今天我们这些孩子，如果今天要去上大学到另外一个地方的话，我们这些父母常常看见，不是没事就是寄个包裹啊，没事要打个电话啊，常常的这个来关心。
So today, as parents, if your child is off to somewhere else, goes to college out of state, we will oftentimes maybe send care packages or parcels to him.
上个礼拜彭广成弟兄在家里，我跟他谈到的时候，他说他的那时候他们住在 LA 洛杉矶，然后他的儿子在 Berkeley 读大学。
So last week when our brother Ted Peng was here, I had a chance to chat with him. He talked about when they were living in LA, his son was in Berkeley.
从洛杉矶到旧金山大概开车可能五六个钟头的时间。
So from LA to San Francisco is about 5 to 6 hours.
他们有的时候就开车上去看望他们的孩子，然后有时候还帮助他们解答一些课业的问题。
And so they will often drive up to see the child and oftentimes trying to solve various issues they may experience in their studies.
所以在十七岁他就被出卖，被他自己的亲生的兄弟们出卖，这实在我相信在他的心里面带来很大的创伤。
And but yeah, if you can imagine how Joseph was betrayed by his own brothers at the age of 17, I'm sure this caused a lot of pain within him.
他面对这样的环境，他以前在家里面是父亲的爱子，现在他要做奴隶。
And in this situation, before he was his father's most beloved son, and now he's a slave.
他没因此而怨天尤人，而这个在这里抱怨。
But yet he did not blame God for any of this.
虽然亲人背叛了他，但是他却紧紧地抓住了神，让神在经文里面我们看到神与他同在。
Even though he was betrayed by his own family, but yet he held fast to God, and we see that God was with him.
他靠着神有力量，在他工作上仍然是忠心，仍然是负责。
And by relying on God, he had received power and able to work. So God was also with him at his work.
So, 因此而得到他主人波提法的信任与赏赐。
And
so, 赏赐。
And therefore, he gained the trust of Potiphar.
主人最后将他家里所有的事都信任他，让他来管理。
Until in the end, how his master entrusted all his works in the house to Joseph.
然后在他下一个考验里面，我们就看到了是他祖母的引诱。
And then the next test came from his master's wife, the temptation from his master's wife.
Next slide. 好，所以在这里我们刚才曾经读过这个事以后，约瑟的祖母就在这里想要引诱他。
And so as we read before, the master's wife was trying to tempt him.
在这里我们要看见约瑟他在这个性里面他已经有一个不与罪恶妥协，他不愿意得罪神的一个性格。
And here we saw that in his heart, Joseph did not always try to stay, was always stay from any sin against God.
我们知道这个在这上面的引诱是何等的大。
And we can see that how this great is temptation.
年轻人，尤其是在年轻人上面，这个是何等大的一个试探。
Especially to someone who's young, how great this temptation is.
但是他在这个考验上面，他又得胜了。
But yet he also have, again he had victory over this, on this test.
我们看看在39章第10节这里说到，他这里有三个不，他知道这个是非常危险的一个试探，所以他就不听从他的父母，也不与他同寝，也不和他在一处。
And so you see there are three no's in describing verse 10. As she spoke to Joseph day after day, he did not listen to her, he did not lie beside her or be with her.
所以他知道怎么样保守自己。
So he knows how to keep himself.
尤其是我们今天的年轻人，在各样的险恶的环境里面，在各样的试探里面，我们应该有这样的警觉。
Especially this should be something young people today learn after, that we in these kind of situation we should have this alertness.
我们如果知道自己我们实在是软弱的，我们就尽量的避开。
If we know we are our own weaknesses, we should avoid these kind of situation at all costs.
所以我们果然看见他这个看见他因为拒绝了祖母，所以让祖母非常的生气。
And here we see that because he refused his master's wife, so she became very angry.
我想在他的心里面，他也曾经想过，如果我今天拒绝了祖母的要求，后果会是如何。
I'm sure in his heart Joseph had thought about if I refuse the master's wife's advances, what are my consequences?
他刚刚过了好一点点的生活，可能又没有了。
It seems just like his life is getting better, and now he's about to lose all.
但是在这一切的衡量里面，他仍然选择了神喜欢的路，仍然愿意来敬畏神。
Yeah, among the situation, he's chose the path which is delight to the Lord.
果然，在刚才我们读的经文里面看到，祖母冤枉他，然后主人就把他下在监里。
And so as we read this passage that comes, the master's wife accused him, and he was Joseph was put into jail.
然后在下一个考验里面，我们看到 他没有怀疑神的主权。
And next we saw that he, yes, in this situation he did not question God's authority.
在他选择不得罪神，愿意走神的路的时候，他这个并没有带来给他更昌盛、更好的结果。
As we see from here that when he chose the way of God, it did not bring him any prosperity.
今天反而被下到监里面。
But on the contrary, he is actually put into jail.
以前做奴隶至少还可以到处走一走啊。
Before when he was a slave, at least he was free to walk around.
现在连自由都没有了。
And now as a prisoner, he loses even his freedom.
他没有因此而质问神，为什么？为什么这么不公平？
But yet he did not question God and question why.
为什么我听你的话你而不保守我呢？
He did not question why even when I listen to you, you did not protect me.
今天他选择的是继续的倚靠神，继续的顺服神。
Today what he has chosen is to continue to listen to God and continue to rely upon him.
他没有离弃神。
He did not walk away from God.
所以我们也看到神与他同在。
And so we also see that God was with him.
让他在私欲的面前，让他能够忠心尽力。
And so that he may do his best in all tasks that the chief jailer gave to him.
我们也在也看到在圣经里面说到他神也使他在凡事上尽都顺利。
And so he made him prosper in all the things he did.
很快他得到了私欲的信任，所以把所有的囚犯都交在他的手中。
And soon he gained the trust of the chief jailer, and so he gave him all the he gave him to be in charge for all the prisoners.
然后来到下一个考验里面。
And so came the next test.
当他 在狱中的时候，有一天这个王的酒政从中被带到监里。
And one day the cupbearer for the king the pharaoh was put into prison.
他们两个人都各做了一个梦。
And both of them had a dream.
然后约瑟在他们的面前帮他们解了这个梦。
And Joseph helped them to interpret that dream.
他因着神的能力，他能够明白这些梦里的意思。
And he was able to understand the meaning of these dreams by the power of God.
所以他就跟这个酒说你三天以后就会被复位，能够回到王的面前去伺候。
And he told the cupbearer that you will be free to post after 3 days.
然后 next slide.
And said to the cupbearer,
他告诉他说，在你得好处的时候，求你纪念我。施恩于我，在法老面前提说我，救我出这监牢。
And so that when you have only keep me in mind when it goes well with you, and please do me a kindness by mentioning me to Pharaoh and get me out of this house.
果然，事情照着他所讲的发生了。
And so things happened just exactly.
以后复了位，然后回到王的面前。
Pharaoh was restored to his original place.
但是在40章23节这里说到。
But yet it's written here in chapter 40 verse 23.
酒政却不纪念约瑟，竟忘了他。
Yet the chief cupbearer did not remember Joseph but forgot him.
在这里我看到神让他再一次的受到一个考验，学习一个功课。
Here we see that God allowed him to experience another test to learn another lesson.
就是你不能够依靠人。
And that is, you cannot rely upon man.
天神要我们的乃是
Today God wants us to rely only upon him.
车有人靠马，但是倚靠耶和华的什么好处都不缺。
Some people rely on cars, some people rely on horses, but if you rely upon the Lord, you will not lack anything.
好，所以他在狱中又待了一阵子。
And so he stayed in the prison for a bit while longer.
终于他的时间到。
Until his time came.
法老也做了一个梦。
The Pharaoh had a dream.
在他的国中没有人能够给他解这个梦。
And no one can interpret this dream for him.
酒政这个时候想起约瑟来了。
And now Joseph.
于是就跟然后王他就被提到他面前来。
And the cupbearer mentioned Joseph to the Pharaoh, and so Pharaoh brought him to, brought Joseph before him.
在这里我们看到神再一次给他的一个考验。
Here we see that God gave him another test.
在现在来到王面前，他也知道他可以帮助王解梦。
Here now he's standing before the Pharaoh. He also knows that he can help the Pharaoh to interpret his dreams.
终于有机会出头啦，他终于能够好好的表现一番啦。
So now this would be his great chance to.
但是我们看到他。
But yet he did not steal God's glory.
在41章15-16节这里说到。
Here in chapter 41, verse 15-16 it said.
法老对约说，我做了一梦，没有人能解，我听见人说，你听了梦就能解。约瑟回答法老说，这不在乎我，神必将平安话回答法老。
Pharaoh said to Joseph, I have heard a dream, have had a dream, but no one can interpret it. And I have heard it said about you, that when you heard a dream, you can interpret it. Joseph then answered Pharaoh, saying, It's not in me. God will give Pharaoh a favorable answer.
自己, 他乃将所有的荣耀,
he did not take the glory for himself, but rather he offered all the glory to God.
法老见他有神灵与他同在,
and Pharaoh saw that God's spirit was with him.
也听了他的解梦,
and also heard his interpretation.
知道有七个丰年，也有七个荒年要发生。
And heard that from Joseph, he learned that there will be 7 years where they will have great harvest, and also 7 years of famine.
所以马上让他从监里面囚犯的地位变成了宰相的地位。
And so, all of a sudden, he raised him from prisoner's status.
登天。
And so his life changed just like that.
给了他极大的权柄，让他治埃及全地。
And the Pharaoh gave him great authority to rule over the entire land of Egypt.
所以他在法老的面前还是尽心尽力的来做这些所交付他的任务。
And again, Joseph worked diligently of all the tasks that the Pharaoh had given.
然后在下一个考验里面。
And then the next test came.
我们看到当他的这个全地有大的灾荒的时候，他们的富家也缺了粮食。
And when the famine came, which spread across all the land, his father's household also was lacking in food.
所以父亲就差了他的兄弟们来买粮食。
And so his father sent his brothers to the land of Egypt to buy food.
在买粮食的过程中，约瑟认弟兄来。
And while to purchase food, Joseph read his brothers.
在弟兄相见的这件事情上，他有，我觉得他有很够的理由，他今天可以来报仇。
And when they met, I think Joseph had all the right to take revenge on his brothers.
如果他心里面真是记恨的话，他就可以想到，你把我卖了，我从17岁一直到30岁，这最宝贵的年轻的时光都给你们害了。
And he had in his heart, he had all the right to think that, that his brother, because they betrayed him and sold him at the age of 17, all his the best years were wasted.
你看看我这最年轻的时候都消耗在奴隶日子里面，消耗在监狱的日子里面。
From age of 17 to 30, all this is the best time of his years, but yet it's all spent as either a slave or in the prison.
他没有用这个机会来报他自己的私仇。
But yet, Joseph did not give this opportunity to exact out his own.
一件事情，他看见了神的作为。
Because he saw one thing, and that is he see the way God works.
他知道在这一切的事情上面有神的美意。
Because he see that in all things there's God's will.
他在顺境当中，他仍然是选择了敬畏神。
And when even when things are going well, he still chose the path of his following God's ways.
他在这件事情上。又得胜。
On this matter, he again.
我们看到在45章第三节到第八节这里说到。
And we see in chapter 45, verse 3 to 8, it said,
约瑟对他弟兄们说，我是约瑟，我的父亲还在吗？他弟兄不能回答，因为在他面前都惊惶。约瑟又对他弟兄们说，请你们进前来。他们就进前来。他说，我是你们的兄弟，就是你们所卖到埃及，把我卖到这里，自忧自恨。这是神差我带你们以先来，为要保全生命。现在这地的饥荒已经两年了，还有五年不能耕种，不能收成。神差我带你们以先来，为要给你们存留余种在地上，又要大施拯救，保全你们的生命。这样看来，差我到这里来的，做他全家的主。并埃及全地的宰相。
Chapter 45, verse 3 to 8. Then Joseph said to his brothers, I am Joseph. Is my father still alive? But his brothers could not answer him, for they were dismayed at his presence. Then Joseph said to his brothers, Please come closer to me. And they came closer. And he said, I am your brother Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. Now do not grieve or angry with yourselves because you sold me here for you to preserve life. For the land these 2 years, and there are still 5 years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvesting. God sent me before you to preserve for you a remnant in the earth, and to keep you alive by a great deliverance. Now therefore it was not you who sent me here, but God. And he has made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his household, and ruler over all the land of Egypt.
每一次当我看到这段他所说的话的时候，心里面非常的感动。
And every time I was greatly moved.
完全没有恼恨。
Because there was absolutely no hatred in his heart.
他看见神只是在用他成就他自己的工作。
And he saw that God is just simply using him to do his own work.
啊，所以他就把他的父亲整全家一同通通接到埃及来。
So he brought his father and the entire household to live in the land of Egypt.
然后在埃及地过了
lived in the land of Egypt for quite a long time, and then his father Jacob passed away.
当他父亲去世了以后，他的兄弟心里面就害怕起来。
And when his father passed away, his brother began to have fear in their hearts.
以前父亲还在，可能他不敢动我们。现在父亲一死了。我们惨了。
They thought to himself that before, while their father was still alive, Joseph may treat them well, but however now, once the father, they need sins.
所以他们就来到约瑟的面前，向他求情。
And so they came before Joseph to beg him.
好，我们看到在五十章十九节到二十一节，约瑟对他们说。
And here we saw in chapter 50 verse 19.And Joseph said to them,
约瑟对他们说，不要害怕，我岂能代替神呢？从前你的意思，但神的意思要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。现在你们不要害怕，我必养活你们和你们的妇人孩子。于是约瑟用亲爱的话安慰他们。
But Joseph said to him, do not be afraid, for am I in God's place?As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring about this present result, to preserve many people alive. Therefore, do not be afraid, little ones. So he comforted them and spoke kindly to them.
实在是看见约瑟在这一切的情况，在这一切的事情里面，他都能够得胜。
And truly, you can see that in all matters, Joseph was able to have victory.
今天他有权有势，他也生活得非常的富裕。
Today he has power and he was having a great life.
他的兄弟是像是有对他有所求。
And his brother came to ask him to help. Not think that he deserved all of this.
他还是一个敬畏神的人。
He is someone who is still fearful of God.
他在这一切的事情上，他看见了神有他美好的计划。
And he saw that in all these things, God has his own wonderful plans.
可能看起来好像约瑟是被牺牲了。
And it may seem that Joseph may be used as a sacrifice.
但是其实神是在准备他。
But in reality, preparing him.
让他能够来救。
So that he may be used to save his entire household.
他在困苦当中没有离开神，他在身高丰富的环境里面也没有离开神。
In his struggles, he did not part away from God, and neither did he when he gained rich and power.
在这些所有的事情上，他都顺服。
And in all things, he was obedient.
让神能够成就他自己的计划。
So that God may do His own plans and work.
我们看到他回答弟兄的。
See how he responded to his brothers.
我们实在看见，在这个里面有一个敬畏神的生命和一个成熟的生命。
And we can see that within Joseph that there lies a life which is fearful and respectful of God, and also it is a mature life.
弟兄姐妹们。虽然有这么许多的考验，虽然有着这么许多的难处，
My sisters, even though there are so many tests and difficulties,
我们是不是看到这些都是神的工作呢？
Should we God?
今天神要用约瑟来成就他的计划。
Today God used Joseph to accomplish his own works.
神用了这么多的考验，这么多的时间来造就一个对的人。
God used so many tests and so much time to pick the right person.
一个他可以使用的人。
To pick someone who he can use.
你像 不是一个敬畏神的话，今天他坐在宰相的位置，他可以任意妄为。
So if you can imagine, if Joseph wasn't someone who's respectful and fearful of God, when he gained a high position as the prime minister, he could do all everything according to his own will.
完全照他自己的意思行，完全不听神的话。
He can do all things according to his own will and completely ignore God.
这会是一个怎么样的景况呢？
How will that situation turn out to be?
可能约并不是能够看到神的美意。
Maybe he saw God's plan in the beginning, but he was not able to understand that God has his own wonderful will behind it.
但是在这一切的过程里面，他选择了倚靠神，是选择了顺服神。
But yet in all of this, he chose the way to obey him.
因着这样，他能够不断地忍受苦难。
And by this, he was able to endure all hardship.
他的心里面知道，他所信的神是绝对不会错的。
And in his heart, he believes in is never wrong.
他懂。我们的神掌权的神。
He respects him and also that he understands that our God is the God of who has the authority.
以弗所书第二章第十节这里说到。
It's in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 it said,
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
For we are his workmanship, made in Christ Jesus for good work, walk in them.
在这个准备的过程里面是需要花很多的时间的。
In this period of preparation, you need a lot of time.
在我们的新诗本里面第33首有一首诗歌是说到 He's still working on me. 他仍然在这里塑造我。
And then in our new hymn book, in hymn number 33, there's a verse where it says, He's still working in me.
我看那个歌词。
And as I read these words, I truly feel that God is still doing His work.
那个歌词里面说，今天神只用了六天，造了宇宙万物所有的东西。
And in that same song, it said that God only used 6 days to create everything between heaven and earth.
神在我们每一个身上却是用几十年的时间。
But today, God spent decades doing work on us.
他要塑造我们。
He wants to mold us.
今天神的儿女当中仍然在做这样的工作。
Even to today, He's still doing this work in every single one of us.
他救了我们，他召了我们，他今天要带我们进到荣耀里去。
He saved us and He called out to us, and today He wants to bring us into glory.
好，罗马书第八章16节到第18节。
And Book of Romans chapter 8, verse 16 to 18.
好，我们大家一起念。
If you found, let's read together.
中文读，然后
用。In English.
我们是神的儿女，既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。我想现在的苦楚，比起将来要显现于我们的荣耀，就不足计。
Romans chapter 8 verse 16 to 18.The Spirit with our spirit that we are children and heirs also, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us.
今天神在这里寻找现代的约瑟。
Today God is searching for Joseph as well.
他在我们每一个人这里磨练我们。
And he will be using everything in our surroundings to help mold and train us.
不晓你今天是在哪一个阶段里面。
I'm not sure. I don't know which stage you may be on today.
你是今天仍然在那个坑里面呢，还是在这个狱中呢，还是今天还坐在这个奴隶？
Are you in a stage where you're in the pit, or maybe you're in prison, or maybe you're in the slave stage?
你今天从
What kind of problem and difficulty facing today?
在你的心中是否曾经被一些人或者事或者物深深伤害过？
And today in your life, were you ever let down by any other people or things?
使你一直怀疑神，使你一直不能够放下。
And did this thing cause you to question God and could not let this thing go?
你心中常常耿耿于怀，不能够赦免。
You constantly have these things in your heart.
也不能够
not forgive.
在我们生命当中可能你所经历的历
And in all our daily life, maybe you have experience in divorces.
可能你的配偶负了你。
Or maybe your spouse did you wrong.
可能是别人的重伤。
Or maybe the pain was caused by someone else.
或者曾经有朋友出卖过你。
Or maybe you were betrayed by friends.
占了你的便宜。
Or maybe took advantage of you.
或者在我们 的生命里面，因在幼年的时候受到心灵里面受到的创伤。
Or maybe when we're young, we're mistreated.
今天，在你的生命里面，是否你像现在许多的难处当中
？And today in your current life, are you still experiencing different difficulties?
在你的身上是否有各样的疾病
？Are you experiencing various illness?
是或者你家人的疾病
？Or maybe your family.
或者是我们与家人的关系的紧张
？Or maybe it's the relationship between family members.
不管是夫妻或者儿女。或者公公婆婆
Perhaps it may be between parents or between your spouse or maybe your in-laws.
是否你的儿女让你束手无策，你烦恼不已
Or maybe your children is causing you to have great difficult children.
是否在你的工作上或者你有难处
Or maybe you're having difficulties in your work or money-wise.
今天在你的心中是不是有一些去不掉的阴影
Or maybe there's some dark spots in your heart that you cannot get rid of.
是别人对你的批评
Or maybe judgment from others.
或者你觉得神对你不公平
Or maybe you felt that God had treated you unfairly.
别人有的为什么我没有
Why did other people have these?
为什么我没有受到能够得到栽培
And why didn't I receive a better chance to receive training?
为什么我没有能够早点有机会能够出国
Why didn't I have a better chance to study abroad earlier?
为什么别人都可以顺心如意但我却有这么多的困难
Why is it that other people have such an easy life?
这些难处是不是常常带给我们很大的困扰
How different only troubling our hearts?
让我们心中常常满了苦毒与仇恨
and causing us to be our hearts to be full of hatred
让我们心里面没有平安而受到了捆绑
and cause our hearts to not have any peace and are in bondage
弟兄姐妹在约瑟的身上我们看到他经过这一切
and brothers and sisters in Joseph we saw that he experienced all of this we all know that we are chosen by God
是神所宝贵的
and are precious to him
今天他让这些事发生在我们的生命当中
and today he allowed these things to happen to us
乃有他的美意
he has his own will
好让他的工作能够做成在我们的身上
so that his work may be done on us
他叫万事都互相效力叫爱神的人能够得益处
he caused all the things around us to work together so that
是不是我们是不是愿意说我所要的主啊我所要的就是让你的旨意能够成就在我的身上
Are we all willing to say that all we desire is for your will to be done on us
有一个故事说到
There's a story which, in which it says
有一个人他在睡梦当中
So there's this man one night room was filled with light and then Lord Jesus came to him
主耶稣交付他一件事情就是让他去推一块石头
And he asked him to push a rock.
这个要他每天都去做。
And he wanted.
都是非常的巨大。
And it's actually a boulder.
他根本推根本不可能推动。
And when he tried all he can, but he couldn't move.
但是神要他去做。
But yet God asked him to do it.
他也很忠心。
And he wanted him to push that boulder.
每天早上去推这个推不动的石头。
And every morning he went to push this boulder which he cannot move.
然后每天晚上回来的时候都很疲累
And every night when he came he was really tired
这个石头非常的大也非常的粗糙
Because this rock was this boulder was very big and also really rough
过了一阵子他就想到这个我每天做这个事情到底有什么用
After some time he thought to himself why am I doing this
那个仇敌在这里挑动他说
And the enemy was also working on him said,
你就是神叫你做这个事你根本就不可能做到的嘛
God is telling you to do something that's impossible
你这么努力的推你什么时候推得动它
You're working away so hard but when can you actually move that boulder
为什么你要在这里折磨自己为什么你的一生要这样子在这
Why are you forcing
神所要你做的根本就是一个不可能的事
God is asking you to do something that's impossible
他觉得自己失败了
He felt that he has failed
他觉得自己在这里做到底不晓得他所做的是不是对的
And he's starting to question whether he's doing this the right way
他就想说好那既然这样我就 每天花一点点力气，花一点点时间来做。既然主耶稣要我做的话，我就就每天花一点点时间。
Thought came to him that okay, so but I'll spend a little bit less time and a little bit less effort in pushing the ball.
他就在这里私自的在这里计划。
And so he's planning with himself.
有一天。嗯他就把这件事情交在祷告当中他跟说
And so one day he put this thing into his prayer and he said to God
他说我一直按你的要求在这里尽心尽力劳苦地侍奉你
He said I have done all I can diligently work according to what you have asked me to do
但是我到今天
But until today I still could not move that boulder even by a little bit
究竟问题出在哪里为什么我失败了
So where did I go wrong why would I fail
主耶稣对他恩慈地说道
And our Lord Jesus kindly said to him
他说你要求要侍奉我我也应允了你
He said you requested to serve me and I have allowed you
我要所做的那块石头
All I wanted you to do is push this boulder with all your might
你也做到了
And you have done this
但是我曾经要求你说把它推动吗
But have I ever asked you to actually move that boulder?
你的工作只是要去推它。
Your work is to push it.
现在你这么疲乏。
Now you're all tired.
你真的是失败了吗
have you really failed?
你看看你的衣服脸的多。
Your back is straight and also it's tan, got a nice tan.
你的手掌没有因为一直受到这个压力而变得厚了。
And also your palms, they're not because of the coming in contact with the rust bits and become rough itself.
你的腿也健壮了。
Your legs now become strong as well.
这些冲击对你的信心成长也
to your growth.
你的能力今天也超过了你以前所能做到的。
And your abilities have superseded what they were before.
今天你蒙召只是去做顺服锻炼你的信心。
Today you've been called to only train your faith.
这些你都做到了。
All this you have accomplished.
现在是我来推动这块石头。
Now is my time. It's time for me to.
常常我们是。
How often are we like this person?
我们的环境对我们所经历的这些事情，我们不知道到底有什么意思。
Oftentimes we do not know what's true meaning lying behind the situation that we're.
但是当我们经历这些事情。的时候我们就长进了
And however after we have experienced these things we also experience growth
这些事情临到我不是叫我们远离神乃是叫我们能够更多的来亲近他依靠他
These things come to rather we may draw closer to him
今天你是不是愿意说主我愿意顺服
Today are you willing to say Lord I'm willing to obey
在希伯来书第十三章第二十节这里说到
In Book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 20, it said,
Noah. 我们一起来读好了。
Let's all read together.
从文来，就是那凭永约之血，使群羊的大牧人，我主耶稣从死里复活的神，在各样善事上成全你们，叫你们遵行他的旨意，又借着耶稣基督在你们心里行他所喜悦的事。愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。阿门。
Book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 20 to 21, let's begin. Now the God of peace, who brought up from the great shepherd of the sheep, even Jesus our Lord, equip you in every good thing to do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory and forever and ever. Amen.
约瑟得胜的秘诀是
The secret to Joseph's victory is,
他敬畏神
He respected God
因着敬畏神他知道神有主权
Because he respected God He knows that God has the authority
不敢任意妄为
His own will
他所要的只是神的路
All he wanted was God's way
约瑟他是一个信靠神的人
Joseph is someone who relies upon God
他相信神是不会错的
He believes that God is never wrong
他的旨意是最美好
And his will is the best
他也是我们唯一的出路
And he's our only way out.
约瑟他顺服神。
Joseph obeyed God.
他接受也安静地等候。
And then also waited patiently.
因着敬畏、信靠、顺服神，他能够在每一个境况、每一个难处当中，他都能够得胜。
And because of his respect and reliance upon God, he was able to have victory in every situation.
我们看到神已经开始了。他自己的工作在我们身上
We can see that God has already started his work on every one of us.
And
he will also finish. He must finish his work. All of us into his glory. So today you have no other choice. You must accept all these lessons.
他所做的,
what he started, he will finish. This is his work. If we can learn these lessons quickly, then we can grow and mature quickly as well. And if we can mature quickly, then we will be blessed.
不但是自己蒙福,
Not only ourselves, we ourselves will be blessed, but all those who are around us.
就像约瑟一样, 不但是他, 得了道救,
and just like Joseph, not only was he self saved, but his entire family was provided for.
让我们的家人, 我们的旁边人,
so if we obey, then we also, those around us, our family members will be blessed.
我们愿意吗?
Are you willing to do this?
你愿不愿意接受神给你的功课?
Are you willing to accept the lesson God has given you?
因为实在, 若是我们主要将那最好的赐给我,
accepted this lesson and able to make it through, God will greatly bless us.
好, 我们, 结束的时候, 我们大家都低头,
may we all bow down our heads?
我们心中若是 有任何的苦读, 我们心中有任何的怨恨, 有任何的不平,
and for those who have hatreds or feel we're up in our hearts,
我们或者是落在难处的坑中,
or maybe we fell into the pit of difficulties.
愿主真是让我们看见神要借着这些事情来造就我们,
and Lord allow us to see what His plan is for us.
叫着主的手, 让他能够做成他的工作在我们身上,
and may God's hand do His work that He needs to do on us.
我们自己也求神来帮助我们,
may we ask God to examine ourselves and to also help us.
我们愿意说, 主,
and willing to say, Lord, may Your will be done.
我们花几分钟的时间, 自己默默地在神面前, 我们向主祷告,
let's spend a few minutes before God praying silently.
好，让我们一同打开诗本。
Let's turn to our yellow hymn book.
我们唱诗第329首。
And turn to hymn 329.
在他花落的城中仰望偶像，让我看清楚你，他就充满我心，心靠顺服的主肯同行，全靠顺，因为除了那耶稣喜爱， 唯有心靠顺服，姊妹们来第二节，一起来。 心靠顺服，因为除了意外不能得耶稣喜爱，唯有心靠顺。弟兄们来第三节，没有一个勇敢，没有一个伟大，他是否不让人满足？
所有眼睛就是都能祝福若心靠顺服，心靠顺服因为求而得为，除了他也不喜爱，唯有心靠顺服一起来，
原来会在。
感谢你，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主，因为你所赐给我们的并不是一个胆怯的心。
Lord, because you did not give us a fearful heart.
你所给我们壮胆仁爱的心。
What you gave us is a strong and brave heart.
谨守的心。
And a heart who's diligent.
主，我们谢谢你，因为你的能力在软弱的人身上显得完全。
Lord, we want to thank you because your power is fully revealed on those who is weak.
主，我们为着我们生命当中的难处，我们要谢你。
And Lord, we want to thank you for all the difficulties in our lives.
主，因为我们实在知道，借着这些难处，你要让我们更多的亲近你。
We want us to know more about you and to be closer to you.
让我们真是能够经历你自己的能力，经历你自己的信实。
So we may experience your power and your trustworthiness.
主，这是求主你给我们一颗顺服的心。
Lord, we pray that you give us an obedient heart.
主，我们只愿意拣选你。
Lord, we only want to choose you.
主，不让我们选择其他的路。
May we not choose any other roads.
愿你的旨意成就在我们每一个人的身上。
May your will be established in every one of us.
感谢祷告祈求不配，奉耶稣基督。
Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.